Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final hour today here on this Friday, December 5th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, just in a few hours here, 5 p.m. today, this Friday, December 5th, the Black Friday sale will stop with My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Now, I did talk with Missy this morning, and she said because today's show, I'm mentioning it, that it does expire at 5 p.m. today, the biggest discount of the entire year, and you don't have to start the program until January, February next year. All you need to do is make a phone call or book an appointment online or by calling her office, and you'll be locked in to the Black Friday sale price. However, this show repeats every 3 hours today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, and rebroadcasts on Monday morning from 6 to 9. So if you're hearing this Monday morning, this coming December 8th at 8:09 a.m., Missy said she will honor the Black Friday sale price, the lowest price all year, on Monday morning until 9 o'clock. When I come back on the air live 9 a.m. on Monday, the sale will officially stop. This is for my listeners only. So very simply, what you need to do is pick up the phone. I don't even want you to go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, and schedule a free consultation regarding weight loss program. I want you to call them. Call them, 269-964-4673. 4044. If they don't answer, leave a voicemail message. Be sure to mention your name and your callback phone number, the date and the time. Hi, this is Randy. My number is 231-360-5140. It's 11:10 a.m. on Friday, December 5th. I'd like to take advantage of the Black Friday sale that Trucker Randy talked about. Please call me back. Again, 231-360-5140. Leave that message on their voicemail. And if you do it before 9 a.m. on Monday morning, you'll be able to take advantage of the Black Friday sale price. Roughly about $500 off the program. The scale, the supplements, all the things that come with the program, basically you can save $500. And you don't have to start fat burning until next year. You need to lose the weight permanently, get it off your body, feel like you're 30 again like I do, and have fantastic health, and just enjoy life. That's all I can say. So give them a call, 269-964-4044. Tell them you heard it on Trucker Randy's show. You want to take advantage of the Black Friday sale, the discount, and you'd like to schedule a phone call just to talk to Missy. That's all you got to do. You can also check it out on TruckerRandyHealth.com, which is her website. If you have any questions for Tristan Cole, text him to me. He's going to be joining us in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three here on this Friday. We're having some technical difficulties adding Tristan Cole into the call. So we'll keep trying to contact him and get him on the line with us. Technology, you love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So let me send him a text message. Let's see. Ready on Teams? Question mark. Trying to get them added via Teams. This is the new technology that we're using. Microsoft retired Skype. That is no longer available. So what we do now is use Microsoft Teams. If you ever want to be on the radio with me, you have to get a Teams account. And then you simply make a connection with me. And then we hook up and I add you into the show by calling you on your Teams account. And then you can join us right into the studio. So let's see if he can answer this time. Let's see. I'm not getting him to answer. Okay. Calling now. Send me that. For some reason, the program's not, he's not seeing. I am calling you without video. Let's see if I can. What the heck? Okay, let's do it this way. Let me do it this way. Shoot. For some reason, it's saying it's calling him on video. Let's call him again. Just answer and turn off your camera. Your camera. There you go. Okay, let's see if he can. It's ringing. I can hear it ringing, so I don't understand why, for some reason, he's not able to do it. So let's go with plan B. Again, I apologize, folks. I had some good questions for him lined up for today. We had a news story this week regarding the auto insurance reform plan, and I want to make sure that he is able to talk with us today about this. So let me call him on his cell phone, and we'll get this done. We'll get this done. Okay, do it this way. Okay, when all else fails, you use the cell phone.
Hey, I'm there now.
Hey, buddy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it was popping in as a video, and it wouldn't open up for me.
Okay, sometimes you have to reboot the computer or whatever and get the app to reload. But hey, I had some really great questions lined up for you this week because of a MERS news service story I talked about. There was a outside agency that studied the auto insurance reform plan that you were very much part of as the House Majority Floor Leader, Speaker Lee Chatfield. You worked also with the Senate, I believe, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey back in 2019. And the reform took place but didn't actually take full effect until 2021. And what this study showed, Tristan, was that on average, people were able to save roughly about $357 per year per vehicle when it came to PIP coverages. Down in Detroit, Wayne County area, the 313 area code, they saved almost $589 per person.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. Now, my question is, though, many of us chose to keep, like I have, Vicky have, full coverage. We kept the
full coverage. Full PIP. Yes.
Okay, can you explain the difference between our decision and what other people have been able to do and save some money by doing it, but what changes had to take place to their policy?
Sure, sure. So yes, there are options for most people with TIP coverage. I'm going to tell you all day long, like I tell my kids and my parents, keep the unlimited option on your policy. The even if you saved $1,000 over the year, that pales in comparison if you are injured in an automobile accident and have a lifelong repercussions from that injury. Because if you choose one of the lower options, you will be capped at how much will be paid out for that injury. That is the simplest way to think about that. It is not unlimited if you choose a different option. There are some opt-out options where if you have a qualified health plan, Medicare does count if you're on Medicare, but if you have a qualified health plan that will pick up injuries related to automobile accidents, that you can use that as an opt-out as well. I'm going to tell you to not do that as well, because you may have, let's say a young person is injures their growth plate in their legs. That can be something that follows with them and requires care for many, many years. And you may not have that health insurance for many, many years, depending on if you change employers or not. If that is covered with PIP, unlimited, that care is going to be fine no matter what you're doing for jobs and what health care you have for your personal health care outside of an automobile injury. Does that kind of clear that up?
Yeah, basically. And one of the things that I want to make sure I reiterate is, because a lot of our listeners, and even myself and Vicky, we both have Medicare.
Uh-huh.
And,
yep.
we have a supplement. We just switched over to Humana starting January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're saying that as a senior, you could use Medicare and your supplement as a way to avoid having to pay the full, absolutely uncapped that we currently have.
Yes.
Catastrophic care under PIP. But
yes,
you're not recommending it because you think that if something happened with somebody being a senior, though, they're not going to be changing jobs. They're not going to be changing insurance. Isn't this something they could viably do and feel very comfortable in doing it?
Yes. Let me put another caveat in there. So with PIP Unlimited, let's say you're wheelchair bound. PIP can help pay for and retrofit your home to make your home handicap accessible. Medicare is not going to do that. And so there are, I don't want to say restrictions, but there's things that would not be covered. Would your personal health care be covered? Yes, subject to any limitations of Medicare and the providers that Medicare uses that you use through that insurance. Where PIP Unlimited, you're going to be taken care of. And so, let's say you live in a handicap accessible home already. Maybe that's just not a concern to you. Maybe you've got enough cash in the bank where, if you need to retrofit a bathroom or a bathtub or the entryway to your house, you just would be able to do that. then that Medicare opt out is absolutely something that you could do and feel very comfortable. I have a lot of seniors that do that.
Got it.
So that is not uncommon. Now, you do have to do that. You have to opt out with Medicare every single renewal. So if you renew every 6 months and you use the Medicare PIP opt out, you will have to re-sign and reinitial the opt out form every 6 months. If you have an annual policy, it'd be once a year.
Got it. Now, in addition to a ramp, for example, that would have to be built to access, to get into your house, we could not get a wheelchair easily into our home. You've been to our home. Uh-huh. You know the layout, the sidewalk, and the front porch. We would definitely have to have a ramp. But what about a vehicle that needs to be retrofitted, or maybe the purchase of a van that has a ramp door? They don't cover for that either, but does the catastrophic fund pay for those?
I've not personally had to work through a claim where that was the issue, but I believe, I want to say that it would.
Got it.
I want to say that it would. I'll tell you what, Medicare will not. I do know that.
Sure.
But that's why tip unlimited, especially if you have a young family, especially if there's a young family, that it is just so imperative that they keep unlimited. Unless you're independently wealthy and can take care of things without an issue.
Sure, absolutely. Now the other component to it, and I saw this story that kind of ties in along with it, is they reduced the amount of money that these care providers can charge. They basically put a pricing structure on it, basically.
Yeah, a fee schedule.
Do you feel that, based on what you remember of the legislation, and have you heard from any care providers, any particular companies that do that type of care, has there been any kickback that you've heard about as far as the fees are too low and they're leaving the state of Michigan? Have you heard any of that?
So I haven't followed that very closely at all. Since leaving the legislature and since things took effect, I've been busy, you know, taking care of clients and that kind of thing.
Sure.
I do know that there were multiple carriers and multiple entities that went out of business when that fee schedule was put in place because they had built a business model. The ones that were not doing nefarious things, the ones that were, you know, legit, had built a business model based on revenues that they were currently receiving. And so when those were reduced, and some of those were reduced considerably, they were no longer a viable business. And so I would, if I was speaking to my representative right now, I would say I think those need to be revisited to see if it is working as intended, and have we gotten rid of the fraud that was rampant, particularly for spinal and closed head brain injuries. And is it something that should be reevaluated on somewhat, you know, either an annual or biannual basis every year, every couple of years?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, see, this, folks, is why I want you to get a hold of Tristan, because he can explain all the nuances of this as well as your personal situation, your age, your assets, you know, potentially if something happens. He can go over all that with you and educate you and then explain to you how much the cost savings is if you choose to lower your PIP coverage, if you make some of these other changes. However, he'll play, you know, devil's advocate and lay it all out for you. God forbid something happens. And actually, Tristan, we know quite a few people that have had these type of accidents.
I mean, look. I was just made aware of an individual that was hit on a bicycle in Grand Rapids, okay, by a car, and because that is involving an automobile accident, I believe this individual did have an auto policy. Any and all injuries related to this will be taken care of. So remember, this does not any injury involving an automobile goes into this claim process. And so even if you don't own a car, but you drive your neighbor's car periodically, you drive your mom's car, your uncle's car, your friend's car, you would want to have what's called a non-owned auto policy so that you had personal injury protection coverage in your name. It's very important, and that is relatively inexpensive in most cases. And the other thing that's come up recently is young people. Young people's insurance can be very expensive. I just quoted a young person, 21 years old, very responsible individual. When he gets married to a 19-year-old girl, another very responsible individual, I know them both personally, their insurance is going to